program is brought to you in living color.
Et maintenant, je vais chanter This Train. This train is a clean train. This train. This train is a clean train. This train. This train is a clean train. Everybody ride it if you can, because this train is a clean train. This train. Why, this train have left the station of this train. This train done left the station, this train. You know, this train has left the station. This train takes on every nation. This train is a clean train. This train is the prettiest train I ever have seen. This train is the prettiest train I ever have seen. This train. Prettiest train I ever have seen. Now if you want a rider, you got to get reading, because this train is a clean train. This train. All aboard, let's go. And no backbiter, because this train is a clean train. This train. She travels straight to the uppermost. This train. Well, 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 well. Travels straight to the uppermost. This train. She travels straight to the uppermost. Nothing can rot her but the blood wash hose, because this train. It's a clean train, this train. This train. No, 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 no. This train. Don't pull no winkers. Uh-uh. This train. I said this train. Don't pull no winkers. No crap shooter and no whiskey drinker, because this train is a clean train. This train.
What do you know about Jesus? Hallelujah, brother, clap your hands. Hallelujah, brother, clap your hands.
Well, now bend your knees and pray tonight. Man will stand to do you right.
That's what the good book teaches.
Oh, the good book teaches you to be good, good, yes. The good book teaches you to be good, good. Well, now don't be taken in by sin. Don't let Satan do you in.
That's what the good book teaches.
Oh, the good book teaches you to give, give, yes. The good book teaches you to give, give.
Well, now the golden rule is the way to live. It's good to get, but nice to give.
That's what the good book teaches. Hallelujah, brother, clap your hands. Hallelujah, brother, clap your hands.
Well, now, bend your knees and pray tonight. Man upstairs will do you right.
That's what the good book teaches.
Oh, the good book teaches you to pray, 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 yeah.
The good book teaches you to pray, pray, pray.
Well, now, bend your knees and pray tonight. Man upstairs gotta do you right.
That's what the good book teaches.
Now, when they all hallelujah, when they all
get together with the Lord.
Well, now bend your knees and pray tonight. Man upstairs will do you right.
That's what the good book teaches.
Hallelujah, brother, clap your hands. Hallelujah, brother, clap your hands.
Well, now the golden rules is the way to live. It's good to get, but nice to give.
That's what the good book teaches.
When they all
get together,
hallelujah,
when they all get together with the Lord.
Well, now bend your knees and pray tonight. Man upstairs gotta do you right.
That's what the good book teaches. That's what the good book teaches. That's what the good book teaches. That's what the good book teaches.
Some of the doo-wop groups of the day played and sang gospel music right alongside the doo-wop hits, and that was one of them, the Kings with Adolphus Holcomb on the lead, 1956. The Good Book, that's what the Good Book teaches. Here on Gospel Memories, we also heard Alex Bradford in the Menace Song, featuring our friend, the late, great Willie James McFadder from 1959. What do you know about Jesus? He's all right. And from 1966 on our featured CD today, Sister Rosetta Tharpe live in Limoges, France, the 1966 concert singing This Train. I'll play another track from that on today's show. It's just being released this month on Deep Digs Music. It was a tape that was sitting in the archives in France, and it was discovered by Zev Feldman, who is sort of like the archaeologist of old master tapes, and found this and put it out. Sister Tharpe with guitar and vocals, November 11th, 1966 at the Grand Theater in Limoges, France, This Train. So again, we'll hear another track from her on the show. And also we will be saying 100th happiest birthday to a recording that was made the 14th of April, 1924, Emma Beecham. Some say that might be the very first official African-American gospel recording. It's up to you to decide, but we'll be playing it for you today. In the meantime, let's hear from Dorothy Love Coates and the original Gospel Harmonettes.
His own hand, Abraham, the man was made. He was placed in the by God's command. God saw Adam in a lonely state. He put him to sleep and he made him a mate. Adam was the father of the human race. Broke God's law and tried to hide his face. In the cool of the evening, God came down. He looked for Adam and began to frown. He said, Adam, Adam, what have you done? Adam was afraid and began to God sent Jonah to Nineveh land. Preached the gospel to the wicked man. Jonah got angry and he didn't want to go. He hailed him a ship and he got on board. The ship began to rock from side to side. Everybody got trouble in mind. They searched the ship down in the deep. Found old Jonah there fast asleep. He had to run.
He had to run.
Yeah.
The dynamic Gay Larks on the show, Jesus, Oh How I Love You. We also heard in that set from 1961 from Detroit, Michigan, the Reverend Columbus Mann and the Pentecostal Choir, The Sun Is Almost Down, So Stop Right Now, It's Praying Time. From Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio, the Harmony Echoes, 1968, Take Your Burden to the Lord. I don't know who the lead singer was, but fantastic lead singer. And at the top of our set, speaking of fantastic lead singers, Dorothy Love Coast and Odessa Edwards trading on You Better Run from 1955. Thanks for listening to Gospel Memories. Want to say hello to Gail, to Eric, to Laurel, to Gospel Jim, Reverend Joe, and everybody listening to the show. We appreciate you. On the 14th of April, one of the two recordings made by gospel singer Emma E. Beecham will turn 100 years old. She made the records herself because at that time, of course, it was very difficult for African Americans to get a major label to record them, even though it was a little bit better after 1920 with the rise of, you know, crazy blues and all that. Still in all, very difficult, in particular for a sacred singer to get any traction. So Emma Beecham made the records herself. She made two discs. And this is from 1924, 100 years ago, April 14th. This was her very first recording. She made it in New York City. She actually played it for the Defender office in New York at the time. And I'll tell you a little bit more about Emma, as much as I know, at the next selection that we'll play from hers. But anyway, this is her singing, I Know a Great Savior, I Do, Don't You, 100 years ago.
Adore him, I do, don't Brother, can't you see?
You're listening to Gospel Memories.
Now we're going to do a little song for you. One we put together some while back. This is about Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. I'm going to tell you a little story about Adam and Eve. My brother, have you heard it? And do you know it? Who told you that I know these bones shall rise again? Brother, have you heard it? And do you know it? Who told you that I know these bones shall rise again? Oh, well, the good Lord decided that he'd make himself a man.
These bones shall rise again.
Oh, well, he mixed a little mud with a handful of sand.
These bones shall rise again.
Oh, while he was deciding just what to do,
these bones shall rise again.
He decided that he'd make himself a woman, too.
These bones shall rise again.
Oh, well, he took old Adam and he put him to sleep.
These bones shall rise again.
Oh, well, the good Lord had his soul to keep.
These bones shall rise again.
Oh, then he took one rib from Adam's side.
These bones shall rise again.
Oh, then he made Sister Eve to be the first bride.
These bones shall rise again.
Oh, well, he put them in the garden all rich and fair.
These bones shall rise again.
Says to Adam, you can have anything that are there.
These bones shall rise again.
But oops, Sister Eve, you must not eat too well.
These bones shall rise again.
Okay, so if you does, you're doomed to die.
These bones shall rise again.
Brother, have you heard it? And
do you know it?
Who told
you that I know these bones shall rise again?
Brother, have you heard it? And
do you know it?
Who told
you that I know these bones shall rise again?
Sister Eve didn't believe what she had been told.
These bones shall rise again.
So she and the devil ate an apple up whole.
These bones shall rise again.
Oh, then she decides she wanted to have a little fun.
These bones shall rise again.
Oh, well, together some bones she gave Adam one.
These bones shall rise again.
Oh, well, Adam just like us so many folks he is.
These bones shall rise again.
He up and took in the thing that the lady had to give.
These bones shall rise again.
Oh, then the good Lord he up and he comes about to well.
These bones shall rise again.
He came down in the garden and he put them all out.
These bones shall rise again.
Brother, have you heard it? And
do you know it?
Who told
you that I know these bones shall rise again?
Gospel Memories, the Little Wonders of Havre de Grace, Maryland, in concert at the Brandywine Music Festival. I'm not sure exactly when, but certainly quite a while ago, with These Bones Gonna Rise Again. We also heard in that set the Golden Stars with You Ain't Living Right. All the members there are veteran quartet singers by the time they linked up as the Golden Stars. You Ain't Living Right. Move Up from the Holy Gospel Singers, I believe, of Gary or East Chicago, or as they used to say in my old neighborhood, East Chicago, doing a very high-octane version of Move On Up a Little Higher. I play that because that also kind of is celebrating an anniversary. That was recorded on the 11th of April, 1954, so 70 years ago. And at the top of our set, celebrating its 100th birthday, Emma E. Beecham singing I Know a Great Savior, I Do. Don't You? Perhaps the very first recording by an African-American female gospel soloist. We know that because she actually put on the record label Emma E. Beecham, Gospel Singer. And of course, I Do, Don't You was a song that was in Gospel Pearls, the 1921 songbook that was widely used in the African-American church writ large out of the National Baptist Convention. And she was singing one of those songs right out of Gospel Pearls. We have another track from Emma Beecham coming up, the other side of that record coming up in a little bit. But next week, it's Vinylthon here at our home base of WLUW. So, of course, we will participate in Vinylthon. In fact, what we'll do is I will go down to the depths of the seemingly endless but no longer potentially dangerous gospel music archives and find some recordings that we haven't played on Gospel Memories in a while or maybe at all. So it'll all be 45s. It'll all be groups that are probably Well, if you've been listening to the show for a long time, you probably have heard them if we've played them. But if not, you'll certainly be introduced to some new groups, mostly regional and local groups. That'll be our contribution to Vinylthon. So be with us then. And then in 2 weeks, we'll come back and do some more tracks from the Sister Rosetta Tharpe Live in France CD, which comes out the end of this month. Well, I want to say April 20th or so. Sister Rosetta Tharpe Live in France, the 1966 concert in Limoges, never before released. She had done a recording session at a private home earlier that day, and that was released some time ago. This has not been. Zev Feldman found this tape and put it out. And here is Sister Rosetta Tharpe from that 1966 concert in Limoges doing Jesus Met the Woman at the Well.
Well, always talking about us women. Well, this man, he may have been good looking, we don't know. There, this woman at the well, with a picture on her shoulder. This fine man from nowhere. May I have some of your water? She said, well. But she didn't know he could tell her everything what she was doing. He said, woman, I wonder where is your husband at? Whoa, woman. She said, I don't have none. He said, there now, she done told me a lie. Woman, you has well said. Now is not yours. Let me tell you something, woman, you have had five husbands. Now look at that. Somebody, I'm going into the village. I want to tell everybody I'm going into the village. I got to tell this man. Come on and see this man who have told me every little thing that I've done.
Gospel Memories.
Yeah.
the sensational Friendly Four, the Selma, Alabama, It Will All Be Over After a While, I'm Going Home. We'll be going home in just a few minutes, but in the meantime, I want to also mention in that set, we heard from 1980, recorded live at the Lindquist Auditorium in Minneapolis, Minnesota, the Gospel Choirs United with We Can Make It. The lead singer, the late Herman Cain. Yes, that Herman Cain. And that's all I'm going to say about that. And starting our set, from the brand new CD of a 1966 recording of a concert Sister Rosetta Tharpe did in Limoges, France, Jesus Met the Woman at the Well. And we'll play some more tracks from that in a couple of weeks. Next week is Vinylthon, so we will be bringing all kinds of 45s, the little record with the big hole, here to Gospel Memories and playing some songs that you may or may not know, but that's all right. We'll play them anyway and hope you'll enjoy them. Two more tracks before we head out, but this one, want to play the other side of Emma E. Beecham's 100th-year-old recording, April 14th, 1924. Gospel singer Emma Beecham, who actually passed away 3 years later. So she never really had a chance to expand on her talent. She was already, I think, in her 40s or 50s when she passed. But she did die in 1927 in Nashville, Tennessee. But here she is from 1924 with I'm Going Through with Jesus. Years ago, Emma E. Beecham with Edward de Holland on piano, I'm Going Through with Jesus. Well, that about does it for Gospel Memories. We leave you with Standing in the Need of Prayer, Joe Lagan. This goes out to his daughter, Deborah Ligon. Standing in the Need of Prayer. We'll be back next week.
Pray in the morning, pray in the evening.